Society often forgets about the juvenile custody system. Beyond the Walls knocks down that barrier and lets the general public in. Beyond the Walls is a community arts and cultural development dance project designed to positively empower culturally diverse and at-risk youth in custody. Presented by Functional, the project involves a group of diverse and emerging artists entering the juvenile jail system to work alongside the youth to create dance works based on their stories and experiences. They will be showcasing their work at the Sydney Dance Company, 7 p.m. tomorrow and Thursday. Functional founder and artistic director Gerard Veltre joins us now. Gerard Veltre, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gerard, could you tell us about the current juvenile custody system in Australia and how this project came about?
Sure. Beyond the Walls is a project where we're taking in 8 professional world-class dancers into 2 youth justice centres in Sydney. One is Reeby and one is Frank Baxter. And we're allowing the young men and the young women in those centres to tell the professional dancers what to do and make these amazing original dance works. And the reason we're doing that is because I think society would love to hear what these young people have to say. And I think dance is a beautiful vehicle for people to be able to say things poetically. And what an interesting, entertaining thing for us to do as a society, to give space for young people to have their voices heard and to be supported by world-class dancers and cultural leaders to share their voice with the rest of us.
Well, this is a fantastic idea for a program. This sounds just fascinating. Can you take us through the program? How long does it go for? You know, are the youths selected or do they sign up?
Well, look, in the youth justice centres, it's a combination of self-selection and being given opportunity. We worked with a diverse group of young men, and we also worked with groups of young women in the centres. The shows will be performing at Sydney Dance Company on the 14th and 15th of December, so this Wednesday and Thursday. And Wednesday's show is Community Night for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, and it's already sold out. So
wow.
Get your tickets now. Yeah, 7 p.m. Sydney Dance Company. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a great show. To give our listeners the opportunity to hear what we did is we took in a world-class break dancer, B-Boy City. We took in world-class contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dancers. And we also took in cultural leaders who have cultural knowledge and can share that with the young people. And we asked the young people to make shows. And the storylines that they've come up with, the things that if we as professional dancers had sat around for 5 years together, we would never have thought up something so interesting and also something that is outside of the box in a way. You know, the young men created a show where there's a robot hunter who's hunting a kangaroo. And what he realizes is that he's actually hunting his own totem, his own spirit. And you can't do that, you know. And so the way that they're using dance to interpret their world and to explore the way we use technology, the contemporary identity and our traditional cultural identity is really interesting and creative and incredibly entertaining.
Well, this sounds so interesting. Yes, this is fascinating. Such creativity. Do you notice any changes in the kids by the end of the program? You know, what happens once the program finishes?
Yeah, look, we just did our show yesterday at Frank Baxter for the young people, for the young men who helped make the shows and the short dance films. And look, it was really emotional for all of us because, you know, by the end of the project, the young men would come in and hug us, hello. And for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists amongst us, they'd come in and they'd say, hello, Auntie, hello, Uncle.
Wow.
You know, and that was that you know, it was heart-wrenching in a way to say goodbye to them and for them to see the work that they created and for us to be able to tell them that, look, you know, you've already got a sold-out show. Your show sold out one day after it went on sale, and that audiences want to hear what you have to say, and we appreciate that you've told us what to do and choreographed on us, and we will take these stories out into the world. And there was so much pride and the artists and the uncles and aunties said to them, you know, we're proud of you. And that was a significant moment. And to watch the process where the young people would come into the workshops and be quite shy and untrusting, which is completely understandable. And then you'd watch them, you know, the next week come in and their chin's a little bit higher and they're feeling a little bit more confident and they're like, this is my piece, this is what I'm doing, you know, and investing in it emotionally, as we all have to do to make great art, and connecting with us and communicating with us in the most respectful, intelligent, articulate way that I think we all found as artists very inspiring.
This sounds like it's making a really positive impact in these kids' lives. I understand that the Department of New South Wales Health has come aboard this year. What are they doing to help with the project?
Yeah, the New South Wales government, it has funded and supported the project to be delivered this year. It's on the back of a project that we trialled in 2019. And we received support from the Matana Foundation and the Vincent Fairfax Family Foundation to make possible, and other funding sources. How do I explain it? They have basically seen that this project has potential, and they want to support projects where community is able to connect and support the young people, and that's why they've funded this project.
That's fantastic.
And they see the benefit, you know, that there's health benefits in this kind of approach. I guess what we're calling it is an arts and health approach.
Arts and health approach. That's really, yeah, really cool. How can we get involved to help? And just before we go, where can people get tickets?
Yeah, if you go to go to the Functional website, and Functional spelt funny because we're an arts company. It's spelled PHUNKTIONAL.org.au, and there's a button there and you can click book now. And then also just put in Eventbrite Functional Arts or Functional Limited, it'll come up. And it's on at the Sydney Dance Company. It's on at 7 p.m. This Thursday the 15th is the final show. Come and see it. We've made it free. We did have a ticket price and we've just gone, look, let's just make it affordable for everyone before Christmas. And we want community and we want everybody there supporting the young people and getting an insight into their world and also seeing great art.
That sounds fantastic. Jarrell Veltri, that is unfortunately all the time we've got talk today, but thank you so much for coming by to tell us about this amazing dance project for youth.
It's been lovely speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Jarrell Veltri, Functional founder and artistic director from Beyond the Walls. You can check out their final performance at the Sydney Dance Company on the 14th and 15th of December. That's tomorrow and Thursday at 7 p.m. You can find tickets at eventbrite.com or by searching up Functional. I'll spell that for you. PHUNKTIONAL.